Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Aha, alrighty then. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year, the first video game review of the new year. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host, as I always am, coming to you from my house in the Oakland area. Scott on the other side of the bay in San Francisco in our studios, the whole pandemic separation of church and state. On my JBL gaming headset via Skype, but this show, the video game review, loyal listeners, welcome back. Everyone else, Neophytes, this is the only nationally syndicated video game show that's a strict call-in and tell us what you're playing, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, everything in between. A lot of times I will interview people in the industry. This show's wide open, so your calls are appreciated, neophytes and hardcore gamers and everyone in between. Don't write it down, dial it up, and it is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's what gets you in and gets you heard coast to coast and border to border and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, we appreciate all that our brave men and women in uniform do to help us and our allies. So stay safe and come home soon. We are also on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher as well. You want to get the programming that way on your TV set in 35 million homes, CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network channel 2. And as always, too, we will go through Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Give us a honk on your semi. You're listening to us that way. And SB Nation, that fine sports establishment, they pick us up as well. So you can go to their website, SBNationLive.com. Here at Sports Byline in the Bay Area, at sportsbyline.com. Any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-S-B-I-L-N-E. Especially to win the game at 40 after, as I always give away a game, and at the end of the show, a cheat code as well. Your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll also let you know what's new this week. Not much, because a lot of people have had time off. We're going to start ramping up and getting busy. Have you got your PS5 yet? Have you got your Xbox Series X? I still don't have one. We'll talk about it together. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
It's 2 a.m. on New Year's, and the combo of greasy sliders and week-old eggnog has your stomach feeling like it's ready to uncork like cheap champagne.
For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Game Review. And if you haven't tuned in before, what this show is some people think because it's on sports networks that it's just sports games. No. Au contraire, my friend. This is about all video games, sports video games as well, and everything in between. And look, if I could be awake 24 hours a day and play video games, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. So I need your participation, my unpaid correspondence. What's good, bad, ugly, worth your time, not worth your time? And as we know, we are in the golden age of video games. They keep getting better and better and better, and they proliferate all sorts of households, and they are so much more widespread than they've ever been. They literally make more money than the motion picture industry, but that also means there's still a lot of garbage out there, because whenever something's successful, charlatans, or people who just put in half an effort, they try to get a hold of your hard-earned cash, right? So what do you think is worth it, and what do you think is not worth it? What have you been playing this weekend? Throw that out to you. Once again, Happy New Year, first show of 2021. And I've been doing this show nearly for 20 years as well. So thanks for everybody who's been around. And if you're new, welcome as well. I find myself as I continue to, and I made the decision, I want a PS5. I was more 360 than the two, and then I became a little more PS3 because the PlayStation Network was free. And then when I got to the PS4, I was kind of hooked, and then I, of course, had to start paying. But it wasn't XBLA prices, still like $50 a year to PSN Plus member, what a PS Plus member. And they give you a free game now and then, usually nothing you want, but they'll throw it at you. And so I'm waiting for a PS5. And I kind of wonder, when there's all these websites out there that say, oh, there was going to be some new, stock at Target or Walmart, what have you. I just wonder how long we're going to go to when you can just walk into a Target and buy one. I don't think that time's coming anytime soon at all. I still see people putting their PS5s on the remarket for more than $1,000. And hey, if you've got $1,000 to throw down, go ahead. I don't. $500 is enough as it is, and I don't want the digital version. You know, if you came to me and said, Rick, right now, give me $400 and I can get you the digital version, I would say no, because I'll go ahead and wait for the real McCoy. I just, you know, I get shiny discs, and I don't want to be in the scenario where I can't play that shiny disc or Blu-ray movie, what have you. So I've been back on the PS4, and I've taken a more, I don't know, mature, magnanimous, whatever the word is, a measured approach to the whole thing. You know, thinking about, I'm already fortunate in the fact that I have spent my money on video games. And to me, that's a wise purchase. My brother, one time years ago, like in my Genesis and Super Nintendo days, he just looked at all my games and he's like, wow, how much did you pay for all this? And I go, well, if you add it up, it's probably blankety blank. And I go, you think that's dumb? And he goes, no, you have something to show for it. He goes, I've spent all my money at liquor, at bars, trying to pick up girls, and you have something to show for it. I'm like, okay, well, however you want to put your perspective on it. And it is money well spent, if you think about the entertainment value. But anyway, I'm not trying to justify that. Girl, you better justify yourself. I just was thinking, hey, you know, I've got a lot of great games, so many games I've never even finished. And so I decided, because I was playing so much, you know, first-person games, shooters, I thought, I'm just going to – there have been some updates on Fallout 76. I haven't even played the game. So for, like, the last couple of weeks, I dove back into Fallout 76. And then I got to a point where every time I tried to take my camp in and put it back up, it would say, you can't do that anymore. And I'm like, why? And it says, you need this card, you know, whatever, level 2 home builder, level 3 defense. I have all those cards. And I'm spinning it around, my blueprint, my floor plan. It won't go. So I said, well, what the heck? So I went on the internet, and apparently that's happened to a lot of people. And in fact, since launch, remember how buggy it was when it first started and how upset people was that it wasn't Fallout 4. And so now with this update, though, they give you this bunker door, this little trap door, if you can get through one of these missions, whatever it was, I completed it. And then you can go down into a bunker and build all your stuff inside this little room. You can't expand on it, but it's just like this little room. And you can put in all your crafting things, your armor bench, your tinker bench, chemistry, and your weapons bench, all that stuff, your stash box, a bed, what have you, and then accoutrement, fountains, and statues. And I have 10 machine guns facing the front door, and I have about 1 million punji spikes just in case anybody, because they warn you, hey, somebody can come in here and attack you. I'm like, okay. You can put a lock on it, but it might get picked. I'm like, well, it's very easy to pick locks, so I won't do that. So at least I've been able to do that, because I can't fast travel. I'm over encumbered. I like the old days of Fallout 4 or even Skyrim. I don't know how many dragon bones I put in one little bedside dresser drawer. But there was always a limit, and the limit is ridiculously low. It's like 200 weight. I'm always at around 900. And anyway, I started playing it again, and I've gotten to the point now where it's getting back to that monotony again. And now I'm starting to, you know, I can't say I miss the PS5 because I never had it, but I'm starting to long for it more. So I went back online today, scouring these places. But then I realized too that the only way I'm going to get a PS5 before the day you can just walk into a Walmart or a Target, whatever, and buy one. The only way I'm going to get one is it's going to have to be an act of serendipity. I don't have any insiders who work at a docking station who would be like, Rick, it's coming in tomorrow. Be here at 8 a.m. I don't know anyone like that. And if it goes out on the internet, the general public already has it anyway, and they're going to form a queue probably the night before. And then, you know, when Amazon makes it available, we already saw on the launch in November that these schemers and knuckleheads. I'll tell you what I really think later, but we're on the radio and it's a family show. But these knucklehead, these catch and jammer kids, they have these programs, whereas all the PS5s are immediately bought up in a matter of seconds. And I told you when they did a restock of that, and I believe it was, I think it was December 1st or something. And it said, at this time, hey, everybody, it was for Walmart. I don't even know where, you know, I know there's a Walmart somewhere in Northern California, but I've never been in one. It's not real big out here. I think it's more down south. But, so I was ready. I actually got it in my cart. I got one in my cart. Then I went to pay and it said, whoops, something happened. Then it said, reset, reset. So I reset it and I tried to put it in my cart and it said, this is already in your cart. I'm like, oh good, it's still there. Then I went to pay and it said, sold out. And I wanted to say, how do you let me get it in my cart and then you let somebody else buy it? Well, and I don't really blame Walmart. At first I did. First I had choice words for Walmart. It's not often I yell at my video monitor. I mean, it's very rare. But if they're being scuppered and scooped by these, you know, Ukrainian triad with whatever, it's probably a guy across the street. So I'm still on a search, and as I said, I've been playing older games, but I'm starting to pine, Chris Pine, for that PS5, y'all. All right, we're talking. We'll get into some of the things that have broken news stories as we begin a new year of video gaming. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
And we are back. I'm Rick Tittle. It's great to have you with us on the Video Game Review. And lines are open all the way across from sea to shining sea. Yes, both sides of Lake Baikal. And also Canada, we are happy about that for sure. Eh? And Mexico, el país amigo, wherever you are. American Forces Radio Network, internet at sportsbyline.com and sbnation.com. Let's look at the email bag, which means I'm clicking on an inbox screen prompt cursor thing. Rick at sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Lancaster. Not Lancaster, California, but Lancaster is the name of the person. It says Lancaster in Ohio. Town or person, whatever. It says, Rick, heard a rumor that there's going to be a new Nintendo Switch this year. Do you have any inside information? Thanks in advance. Thanks for the email. Keep them coming. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Yeah, I heard that. I mean, we've heard that for a couple of years now. And the first thing we heard was that there was going to be kind of a more... I mean, if you think about the PSP and the PSXP and all the thing that the way the PSP went for those UMDs, those universal media discs, the little ones, that was my PSP. Mine used that. Then I got the Vita, which I got to say, I don't use the Vita a whole lot, but I thought, wow, double analog sticks. Now I can play these great games handheld. It never, didn't really work out that way. But you think how many Game Boys there were, and Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Advance SP, DS, double screen. I mean, they always try to put a little spin on it. And that spin happened in September 2019 when we got the Switch Lite. So, a little bit smaller. And once again, everything was going to be DLC, downloadable content. And by the way, any of these acronyms get a little confusing. Don't be afraid to ask. But the rumors I heard was that it was going to be a more powerful Switch, like a Switch Pro model, like a PS4 Pro. But the CEO of Nintendo in Japan, who's Shuntaro Furukawa, trying to say it the Japanese way, we would say Shuntaro Furukawa, but I'm constantly told that there's no accents in, like we don't say Hiroshima, Hiroshima. So Shuntaro Furukawa, and the Nintendo president in America, of course, hard to believe, or it's easy to believe, his name is Bowser. Doug Bowser, they have both said that the Switch is in its midpoint of its life cycle. So, and you think about the things that Nintendo have done, they kind of know how long something's going to last and it's not going to last. And I think there's a temptation when we see the two big mammoth companies that put out similar platforms, and of course I'm talking about Sony and Microsoft, and you can argue about how different, you know, an Xbox is from a PlayStation, but they play, outside of a few exclusives, a lot of the same games, and they have a lot of the same features. Nintendo always does everything different. They dance to their own accordion. And that couldn't have been more evident than when we had the GameCube. Here was the PS2 and the Xbox 360. They're going to play this new thing called, you know, Blu-rays on the PlayStation. And Sony's like, no, we're going to have this little thing. It's going to have these little teeny discs, and it's not going to be as high def. Sorry. And it looked great, and it was a huge smash. And then you think about, the, you know, here's the PS3 and the And then, oh, we're going to have this thing called the Wii, and it's going to be motion-based. Took the world by storm, couldn't buy one. So the Wii U didn't have the same hit. I always thought, like, maybe they should have called it something else, but they wanted to piggyback on the Wii name, and I don't think it worked. But, I mean, look at the Switch. You know, it's is it anything like the PS4 or the Xbox One? No. No, it's completely different. And it just sold another complete boatload of units over the holidays, which is just much more in demand for all the Switch games. And think about it. The Switch technically launched in 2017. But before the holidays, Nintendo said that there were 70 million Switch owners worldwide. And I could only imagine that, well, that number hasn't doubled, but I would imagine it's increased at least 10 million after that. Now, you could say, well, if you, given that it's been sort of a little more than 2 years since the last iteration of a Switch, and now you look at the graphical muscle and powerhouse of these juggernauts with the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, this would be a good time for Nintendo to launch a more powerful version of itself. And then Nintendo would say, are you talking to me? What? No. We decide when we do things. And I tell you what, I'm one of these guys that loves all the companies. I there's room in my heart for anything that's cool. I love Nintendo. Absolutely love it. But I also like, you know, PlayStation and the Xbox games as well. Speaking of which, I saw a really cool story out of the Middle East that IGN was reporting a couple days ago about a Game Boy peripheral that was made but was never released. There were only a couple prototypes. And in fact, there were supposed to be only two on the planet, something called the Work Boy. And one of them was found in the possession of a guy named Frank Baluz, who's the founder of FobTech. The other one is supposed to be deep in the vaults of Nintendo in Japan. But there was a video game historian named Liam Robertson that went on his quest to find this thing. And not only did he track it down with this guy, Frank, but he got to see it actually work. And it's a pretty – you think about the original Game Boy, which I had. It's funny. I remember I was waiting for Super Mario 3 to come out. That was the one where Mario had this, you know, the squirrel tail, raccoon tail, I should say, and he could fly. And I remember it got delayed on the NES. And I was so jonesing for something. I go, all right, I'll buy a Game Boy. And, of course, it had the Herc monochrome screen that left a trail. But we all still loved it, right? But the Work Boy had a little keyboard. And the keyboard was about the size of the Game Boy itself. And then it had a cord via the link table. And then it had 12 applications. It had an appointment book. It had an address book. It had a phone book as well. And Nintendo went out in January of 1992 and trademarked the Work Boy. And it even made an appearance at the CES in 1992, which I don't remember. In 1992, I was still working in television. I was not in the video game realm outside of just being a gamer. But then it more or less just vanished. And at CES, they said it was going to retail for $80. But so anyway, Robertson got in touch and he found out that this guy Baluz, Frank Baluz, did have it. He had one of the prototypes, and so he went out there to check it out in the Mideast. And it's if you see it in action, it's kind of a glimpse at what could have been. And you think about, you know, what was the thing that came after that? And it would be the, you know, way before BlackBerries and then cell phones, we had the Palm Pilot. Remember those? I remember back in the day, I gave one of those Palm Pilots away on the air. And it was the very, very, very first iteration of that. And that had a thing and you'll find this hard to believe, kids, but if the battery died, all your info got erased. So you had to always make sure it was charged. It did not have a lithium battery in it. So I remember one time I put all my addresses into it and I left it in a corner and it died. So I plugged it back in and it's like, yeah, all that memory, all that stuff's gone. It's like, what? So that was the first thing I thought of when I saw the work boy. How would it store all that stuff? Because, you know, you're going to let the thing die out, won't you? But listen, Nintendo over the years, we'll talk about when we come back, some of the great peripherals, and some of them worked, and some of them, of course, very famously, did not work. And it would be weird. It's like Clive Davis, the music producer. I saw this documentary, and he talks about four or five bands that were garbage. And he said, I can't bat 1,000. Ted Williams batted 400. He still made an out 6 times out of 10 at the plate. So it would be really spooky if everything Nintendo did was ever, you know, a base hit, a knock, so to speak. All right. We'd love to hear from you. We've got another free segment coming up. We'll also get into what's new this week. And as I said, it's just a couple games. It's a very slow week as people starting to filter back to their jobs after having some time off. I'm Rick Tittle. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy 4, get the 5th one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290.
800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, we'll just have enough time for the cheat code for an older game. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com and we'll get to that. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is a free and clear segment. One more thing about Nintendo. It was reported a couple days ago that the former president, before Bowser, Bullet Bill, no, his name was Reggie Fils-Aime. Reggie Fils-Aime revealed that he had to politely decline an offer to work with Kanye West on a video game. It was reported by Nintendo Everything. And he said that they met at an E3 many years ago, and then they set up a meeting actually with Shigeru Miyamoto, the Nintendo, of course, patriarch. And he said, quote, part of it was talking about what he was up to. He was experimenting with a piece of video game content. He wanted reactions to it. He comes out and says, I want to work with Nintendo. We had so many different projects at Nintendo going on. The possibility of doing something with Kanye just wasn't there. And so I had to find a way to politely decline this opportunity to work with him. I told him, Kanye, you don't want to work with us because we're tough, we're hard. All we do is push for the very best content. We would not be the type of partner you would want to work with. And looked at me and said, Reggie, you're the exact type of partner I don't work with because of that reason. But it didn't happen. Well, he revealed he was working on a game actually titled Only One, that would have had players guiding his mother, Donda, to the highest gates of heaven by holding her to the light. That's very sweet. I don't know how fun that would be for everybody else. Now, this is the thing. I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? That's it. Because if it's not fun, I don't care whose name is on it. Kanye, I don't care if what the pixelation is or the if you got to add during the Super Bowl. I always bring that up because I didn't like Halo that much. I didn't like the guns. I didn't like the combat. It took forever to kill something. It was all this weird stuff. I like the more realistic stuff. Like Call of Duty 2 is the whole reason I got an Xbox 360. Infinity Ward, it was amazing. And I like Killzone better. Killzone from Guerrilla Games, that was the answer to it on the PS2. But I remember it was during the Super Bowl, and like it seemed like every other commercial, it was like, Halo 2, you got to play. And I was like, oh, and I bought it, and I thought, oh, why did I buy it? It can happen. Yeah, no Kanye game. there's also been some news from companies like Sega and Square Enix hinting at some unannounced plans for these next-gen systems as well. You know, with the new year coming, some new rumors. We have things that have been there at launch for PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, but developers haven't specifically announced what they're working on. Remember, they need to get the kit as well. They need to, in other words, get the actual system, and they've had it for a while. But sometimes you think about, you know, a square like Activision that bought up Treyarch and Infinity Ward and said every 2 years make a game and we'll stagger it so we get a new Call of Duty game every year. Blah, 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 on and on and on. Well, a lot of times, you know, there's not enough kits to go around. I just wondered that. I remember I saw a Nintendo Wii kit years ago at a video game developer in San Francisco. I went to a little event they had. And it was actually a see-through box because it wasn't for the consumers. And sometimes it takes, I don't want to say years, but it takes a while for developers to really stretch the limits of the muscle that those things have. I mean, if you look at the first games on the NES and then you look at the end of its cycle, you look at a game like Blaster Master, those graphics looked like they were 32-bit, not even 16-bit. They looked like they were 32-bit games. They look almost like better games than some of the triangular N64 games. But anyway, the games that are out there, there's a time-bending shooter from Bethesda that's called Deathloop. That's one. There's also a Hogwarts Legacy and a Gotham Knights game as well. Whenever something comes from Bethesda, I'm a little bit more, you know, I raise an eyebrow when it's one of my favorite developers. It's like anything from Valve, you know, I would say, is it a Half-Life game, please? But they said with Deathloop that the DualSense, or your gamepad, called the DualSense, it'll give the players, they say, a feel for every movement, and your own controllers will betray you with a jammed gun. I don't think we need to make it that real. But they have now claimed that Deathloop right now should be here by May of 2021. And it's going to be a PS exclusive for this year, and then it will come out on the Xbox systems in 2022. It'll be a first-person game with a twist, and that is you have to puzzle. You have to puzzle out of your attack plans in a time loop, whatever that means. Puzzle out of attack plans. The game's protagonist is Colt, and I wonder if he has a Colt 45. He wakes up on the island of Black Reef and discovers that he is doomed to repeat the same day forever unless he can break the cycle by killing 8 targets. He has to kill 8 targets within the day before the island resets. And my question is, okay, what happens when he does that? Is the game over? By the way, some of the numbers have come out of how many people are playing. Steam every month keeps breaking their concurrent player record, and they had their most successful Christmas day of all time, and Steam said that they increased by 10 million in the last year, and on Christmas Day there were a staggering 24 million players logged on at the same time. Now, of course, you're going to have a lot of players on a holiday like that, especially people who got maybe a Steam gift card or a new gaming PC. But, you know, speaking of Steam, run by Valve, they're still going to have free games on there. And I know a lot of the game, I'm not talking about Cyberpunk 2077. That's not one of the free games. But as I said, when we get these publishing dates, and you try to think, well, what are they working on right now? We heard that Bully 2 now is officially canceled. I saw that on New Year's Day. And we've been waiting for a new Bully game for more than a decade. And I kind of thought, did it get canceled because being a bully is not PC? You know, is it going to offend? Remember, we're so sensitive now that if you have someone smoking a cigarette in a movie, you have to say, watch out, everyone, smoking. So I just figured Bully got the boot because they don't want to be known as – but the thing is, I mean, look, it's tongue-in-cheek, right? Well, that's a Rockstar game, and it's good news if you love GTA because what it means, and this was discussed in some of the forums, Grand Theft Auto forums, is that the reason that Bully 2 got the boot is just because they're going full bore into the next-gen GTA 6. And GTA 6 is, there's not been a big release date announcement, but it does mean that they're prioritizing that. You know, that's the silver lining right there, if you want to look at it that way. And one more thing, before we get to the new releases, which aren't many. The Sonic the Hedgehog official prototype did get discovered and then got streamed in Twitch, got discovered by something called Hidden Palace. And there were 15 years of searching. Remember, this game prototype came out in 1991 on the Genesis. And it was finally found and streamed on Twitch on New Year's Eve. And Hidden Palace is a gaming community site which is dedicated to searching and archiving development material. And they mentioned that they thought that the prototype of Sonic 1 was lost forever because the preview cartridge of the game itself was received by a former employee and threw it away instead of archiving it. Now you think, oh my gosh, how could he do that? Well, at the time you go, okay, this is just a prototype. Now the game's coming out. It would be like, you know, when I was in working in broadcasting, you have a work reel that you use for editing and then you just delete the work reel. And it's like, what? You don't think you're, you know, erasing some of Leonardo da Vinci's, you know, doodles of a guy in a parachute or launching a mortar before its time. But anyway, you can check it out, and you know, there, no one says Sega at the front. Green Hill Zone, there's no boss there. There's no UFOs hovering in the background of Marble Zone either. And oh, by the way, I forgot to give away a game, didn't I? You know what? New Year, it's New Year for the refs too. Doesn't really work. Well, I'm going to announce it anyway. This is why I just remembered. The game I'm giving away is Cobra Kai, The Karate Kid Saga for the PC. It's an action beat-em-up. Just let me know what network that the Cobra Kai remake is airing on. Second correct answer will win the game. Once again, Cobra Kai, The Karate Kid Saga for the PC. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will get that game. I have that. That's the only new game coming out. Except for, that's a Tuesday release, on Thursday will be Iris.Fall. That is a puzzle game on the Switch. I've had some light new release segments. Nothing this light before. I don't know if I've ever had, well, maybe I've had two. But as I said, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is. Even if you're an atheist, you're taking time off to relax this time of year. And New Year's. Then everybody's going to get going again. And they kind of feel in the first week of January that you probably spent your cash. But people are taking games back, right? Now they're going to have money to spend. And we will see it. It's not going to go crazy, but it's going to start to, as they say in England, hot up as we go. All right. Well, I got that in. We won a game, and we also gave away the other game that's coming out this day. Okay. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat code, and we'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Okay, thank you. And we got just enough time to get to the cheat code. And I have noticed over the last, well, how long I've been doing this in my house with the pandemic since March, what, 9 months? 10 months. That I've been getting a lot more requests for older games. I think people have been busting out, breaking out the old systems, which I think is really cool. And here's an example of that. This request comes from Tim. Tim writes in from Redding, California. It's up the coast. He says, Rick, what's the Turok code? Well, I know what you're talking about. And by the way, I picked that up on the N64 back in the day, Turok Dinosaur Hunter. It wasn't great. Didn't really care for the bow and arrow, but it was kind of cool. I mean, it was one of the first-person shooters with the GoldenEye. But if you put in the code, as it's known, you get everything, all the weapons and level select. But this is not going to be easy. So you're going to have to email me, but I'll do it over the air anyway. Okay? Go to the code entry screen in the main menu and put NTHGDGDCRTDTRK. There's no way you got that. I'll do it again, but as I said, you know, and I'll email it back to you. But once again, if you're listening, NTHGDGDCRTDTRQ. Sorry, RK. I started doing Will Forte at SNL's spelling bee. Q. 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 Hey, thanks for tuning in. Happy New Year once again. Great to have you with us. Coming up next is Sports Talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.